League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, when we heard on Friday, it was unbelievable that out of nowhere, Mark Berman on Twitter said that he was going to be retiring from Channel 26, and immediately, I mean, the first thing that I thought of was, I don't know how that could possibly happen. Listen, people, I don't know anyone in any business that works as hard, that wants to win as bad, that is as, he is always, always, always on the go, never stop. He wants to get that story worse than anyone I've ever seen, and then he's going to just shut it down. And Mark Berman is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mark, welcome in. How are you?
Pretty good. Glad to join you guys.
How in the world, Mark, are you going to go from, you know, as many calls as you make, as much as you do every single day, to nothing? How are you going to do it?
No idea, but I'll figure it out.
Are you at all? When you go on vacation, are you able to relax or no?
No chance.
You said, when do I go on vacation?
Well, when you go on vacation, do you relax?
Well, I haven't been on one in 28 years.
Wait a minute.
That's insane. He's telling the truth.
You have not been on a vacation in 20?
Not really. We first got married 30 years ago, September. We went on vacation that year, and then 2 years later, and then, but the problem is, in my wife will take, every time I try to take a day off or really be off, the phone explodes with something, you know. And if you understand the way this all works, if somebody's calling you with some information or a story idea or a tip or something or other, and you don't take their call or you don't call them back, they don't call you back. So it doesn't work that way. Your life, the events dictate, and unfortunately they dictated an awful lot for a long time.
Mark Berman with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who gave you, okay, so you've been, what, 36 years now at?
37 at Fox.
37 at Fox. Where were you before?
K-I-K-K.
Yeah, where were you before? What was your first job in media?
Well, okay, my resume doesn't take very long to tell you about. I've been in this business 45 years. I've had, four jobs. I don't count, if you don't count the job I was on in radio in Houston doing news, at the old KAUM-KXYZ in the summer of 78, but I hadn't graduated from UH yet. I graduated in August of 78. Then I got a job with the CBS affiliate in Odessa, Texas. I was there for 18 months. Made a mistake, took a job in Florida, which was didn't work out, but I was there for like 6 weeks. And then Kick Radio called and offered me a full-time job to come home. So I did. And I was there for 6 years in, I got the job at Fox, but I kept both jobs for 2 years because when I got the job at Fox, I was the weekend reporter, sports anchor. And then 2 years later, they promoted me. So after that, I left Kick. I was at both places for 2 years.
Yeah, and I told the story on Twitter. I mean, you can only do it in so many things, and I've mentioned it here this morning on the radio. You were a guy that knew stuff going on with University of Houston, like you know, I would get a phone call. It would be a phone call to my house. I'd pick it up, and it'd be Mark Berman. And I'm in high school, and there's a lot of stuff going on at U of H, and Mark had the scoop, and Mark was talking to my dad, who was a coach at the time. And so you were hustling, like, from a very, very early age. And did you find that there was anyone else like you in Houston when it came to – wanting to get the information and being as proactive as you were and not just coasting? Like, when did you realize that was what you had to do?
Well, I realized early on that's what I had to do. I don't know about anybody else. It would be what they want what you want and what are you going to do to get that is maybe two different things. For somewhere along the way, early on, I realized that relationships are everything. You got to build them. So you got to be there, right? You can't sit at home. You can't sit in the studio. So I thought everything was important because you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, where is that going to develop. And I've had some crazy things happen out of nothing. So I just knew early on that was the way to go.
I want to ask you this because I think this is interesting. You've heard a lot of information over the years that you couldn't use. How do you make this decision about, like, when do you learn how to use information and how not to? Because obviously that's how you also not using information and just keeping it for background is how you build enough trust to get those stories in the future. How long did it take you to figure out how to maneuver around information you're getting?
Well, it doesn't take long to figure out that integrity is everything, okay? So I've always said no story is worth a relationship. That's how I've lived for 45 years. So if you live by that, yeah, there's a zillion things that I had that I didn't use because I couldn't. And you never, it's the old cliche, you don't burn bridges. But no story is worth a relationship. If you live by that, you'll be fine.
Mark Berman with us here. Scoop on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is there one scoop that you're more proud of? If I said which is your best, is there one that comes to mind?
You know, I knew, John, you were going to ask that question, or Lance, or both of you. And it's, you know, this goes back 45 years, so I can't remember everything, but I would say perhaps two stand out. Maybe when we reported first that Tillman Fertitta was buying the Rockets. Okay? Now, remember, a lot of times these guys who buy teams, you've never heard of them, or they're well known in their industry, but not to the media or the layman. Tillman Fertitta was already an iconic figure, and he bought the Rockets. He became an even bigger icon. So I feel like that's one. We were the first to report that Bob McNair, the late, great Bob McNair, was going to try to bring the NFL back to Houston. That was pretty darn big. But that was in the very beginning. He had not succeeded at that point. But there's a lot of stuff. But those two may stand out.
Mark Berman here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is there anyone that stands out that was more instrumental for you early on in your career?
Oh, I don't know. Talking about stories early on, gosh, I can't remember.
Did you have a mentor?
Learning from everybody.
The guy who brought you over to Channel 26? I noticed in your story you talked about him that he was big for you.
No, the guy that was, he's no longer living. That guy wasn't really a mentor. He just came to me and asked me if I thought what I was doing at Kick, could we do it at Fox? And I said, why not? And so they auditioned me, tried me out in the spring of '86, and that's how it all started.
Did you ever think about, because you would be, you know, you might have been one of the great investigative news reporters ever. You chose sports. Why did you choose sports as opposed to news, which would make, you know, which has got a lot more hard-hitting and breaking stuff?
When I was growing up in Hempstead, Texas, I dreamed of being a sportscaster on TV in Houston. I used to sit in the back of my dad's store and pretend to be doing the sports when I was 8, 9, 10, you know, 11 years old, whatever. So that's what I remember. I never once wanted to do news. That was just what I wanted to do.
Yeah, but I'm Mark Berman too, because that's what I wanted to do. And Mark was this guy who was hustling doing this. Then I had Bill Worrell, who I'd watch on TV for years and years doing Cougar stuff, doing Rocket stuff. I had Ron Franklin. I had all with Mustache Show at Channel 11. No, Craig Roberts. I mean, I can go through all the lists. Yeah. Somebody who grew up here, Mark is part of the, you know, and I wanted to be on sports also. I didn't know about television. I wanted to being sports, I would practice doing stuff at games. And so Mark is one of those guys who had an influence on me and actually helped me coming in when I was just moving back from Louisiana here. I wasn't even in sports, but Mark was a guy who knew my dad and wanted to try to help me out a little bit when I got here. And so you did tell me something. I told you this on the phone the other day. You told me, you gave me some great information. Even when you have the story and the information, if you don't go to the team and get it verified, they can make you look stupid. They can intentionally make you look bad. And that's why you've always got to have that, you know, two sources. And there's rules of engagement that have kind of gone away now in media, unfortunately.
I would agree with that for sure.
Yeah, you're sitting, Lance, you're sitting next to a guy who breaks that all the time. Me.
I'll tell you one of my favorite stories was when I was able to report first where John Granato's kid was going to play college football. How about that?
Yep.
He beat you to it. You didn't even know, John.
And yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
did you break he was the source. Did you break the cat story?
Do what now?
Did you do the cat story first?
The cat story.
Which story is that?
That Rice recruited JT through his cat. Oh, you don't remember?
No, I didn't. Oh,
yeah.
That, no.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah, you had that, Mark.
Story.
And that turned into, that was at Sports Illustrated. It was all over the country. Go
well,
look up JT Granato's cat.
That, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was a huge story.
Sox?
Yeah, White Sox. Mark Berman with us here. Do you fish? What are you going to do? Well, how can you sit around all day long when you're done with this?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to work. My wife has put up with this for 30 years. So, as I've said to a few people, it's my turn to give back. So, I'm going to be there for her, whatever she needs. She's been there for me for 3 decades.
Oh, yeah.
It's my turn.
How many dinners have you left to take a phone call?
Oh, my goodness. well, look.
Has your phone ever died, by the way? Have you ever had your phone die? And what did that do to you as a person?
Well, I'm sure it did, but I'm going to tell you about one story. You'll understand why. How crazy this life can be. It's a couple of years ago, my daughter and her husband were with their family, his family. So it's me and my wife and my son having Christmas Eve dinner. My phone was turned upside down. And I couldn't see the screen, so I turned it over. About 10 minutes later, I look over there, and Marcus Sasser, the best player on the UH team, announced he had a broken foot and was out for the year on Christmas Eve. No. My wife looked at me and she just smiled. I got up, walked away for about an hour and a half, and then went back to dinner. But that's the life.
An hour and a half.
Right there.
That's the life.
An hour and a half.
Mark Berman has led for, yeah. That's a good question. Who gets your Rolodex? Who's going to get all your numbers?
Nobody. I help my daughter whenever she needs help. My daughter works at Fox. She's a segment producer.
Oh.
She does crossover stuff.
There it is.
Right, there you go.
Keep it in home. Hey, on a serious note, you were late to, relatively late to Twitter because you didn't really, a lot of us did. Well, it was fun back then.
No, you're right. I was late. I was 2 years late.
No, you're.
It says on there, on my Twitter account, it says 2009. But I didn't start until 2011.
Right, and I didn't even remember that you started that early. I thought it was actually later than that. But the question I have for you is, because I feel like once I'm out of sports, I won't use Twitter anymore anyway, except to catch up with some people. Are you done? Like, if you're not using it for sports, are you done? Can we expect an Instagram account where you take pictures of some of the food you're having, or dogs, or you gardening,
well,
or whatever?
I have an Instagram account. I just don't use it. No, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, if I go on vacation and see something cool, I'll put it out there. You know, we're going to go on vacation this summer somewhere.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I believe
it. No, you believe it.
That's my, when's the last day?
June 12th.
June 12th, the last day. Did you just realize this recently, or has this been in the works for a while?
About a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I've said this. On June 12th, when I go to sleep that night, I'm going to do something I haven't done since I got my first cell phone. I'm going to turn the phone off because it's always on. And if you follow me, you know there's been some middle-of-the-night stories that you can't sit on anything. You get it, you go. And so I'm turning the phone off when I go to sleep that night. And I've not done that. The only time my phone's ever off is when you have to turn it off for updates. You know?
John and I watch a lot of documentaries and shows on TV. If this were a series of Mark Berman's life, the last scene would be a close-up of him
turning it off.
Powering down and the sliding right of the iPhone.
Yep.
And then and its powers down. That would be the last shot of the Berman documentary.
You're right.
Is it's the turning off, the symbolic turning off of the phone at night.
That's it.
And by the way, guys, there's one thing you haven't asked me about.
Yeah.
About the losses, I promise you, I have lost more than anybody.
What do you mean?
On stories, I try on everything. If you try, you're going to lose a lot, and I do. A lot.
You have lost.
You know Michael Jordan missed more game winners than he made.
Don't even think about putting me in the paragraph of that guy. I'm just telling you.
Well, you're the Michael Jordan of scoops in this city, that's for sure. That's for sure. You're the Jordan. You're on the Mount Rushmore of scoops. There's no question about that. We appreciate you, man. Thanks.
But this is a life. By the way, that's a lifelong. This is a Cougar too. So this has got to feel great for you to at the end of your career. You see NIL is and I don't know how you feel about NIL, but we're seeing guys step to the forefront for University of Houston for an NIL standpoint. You see Kelvin Sampson bring the basketball team back, and that was right in the heart of you beginning your sports career in Houston was Phi Slamma Jamma, if my memory serves correctly.
I covered every game of the Phi Slamma Jamma playoff era at Kick Radio. But NIL and the transfer portal are a nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Especially for for you, it's ridiculous. Okay, would you rather be at a championship game or get a big scoop?
It's easy.
All right, look, first of all, you always want the teams you cover to do well. But I'll tell you a story about that sort of thing. So way back when, Fox used to use their sports directors as their sideline reporters, if need be, for a game. And they called and asked me to cover a game on Sunday at NRG or Reliant then. And I told them, I said, you want me to do this? Fine. But if something develops, I'm out. I'm not going to do it. And sure enough, a story developed that had me at the airport at noon that day. So our number three guy at the time was Matt Samsel. I told him, I can't be there. Matt's going to do it. And he did. So does that answer your question?
You gave up a big game to go to the airport to meet somebody.
And because of that, when they called the following year, I told him, Matt did it once. It's only fair that he continue if you want him to. And they did. So I never did it.
That's so funny.
Not that way, no.
Yeah, you ain't like nobody else. Everybody else, give me that national gig as opposed to.
It wasn't national, but whatever.
Whatever. Right. That's Mark Berman. Scoop right here on ESPN 97.5. Got to watch June 12th. Going to be his last ever show on Fox 26. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you. Congratulations on an unbelievable career.
Thanks, Mark.
Is the check in the mail?
The check is always in the mail.
It is. That's Mark Berman right here.
Look at this. I just found an old video of you from 30 years. Here's young Mark Berman.
Look at all that hair and that beard. What?
Yeah, that's nice. The Mark Berman.
He looks like Roman from Succession.
30 years of Mark Berman. Look at him hustling right there.
Look out there hustling. With
George Foreman.
With that tightly cropped beard.
George, everyone's got their bags. You're constantly at airports.
You mentioned George Foreman.
Yeah.
When Muhammad Ali died, it was about 10:30 at night, maybe. I pulled over to McDonald's on the north side, called George. He answered, gave me a fabulous interview. About his friend.
You're in the backyard with Olajuwon. I mean, that's not everyone got invited to sit in a chair across from Olajuwon and do an interview.
Nope. A lot of greats.
not anybody I even know of other than you.
Well, that's great stuff. Mark, we appreciate it. We got to go.
See you guys.
Mark Berman right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about T-Box Texas. Time for me to talk about what they're doing over there, Daniel and Catherine and all the great people over at T-Box Texas. They're just really, really good at what they do. And here's the deal is you had rain all weekend long. I hope you wanted to play golf. You couldn't play yesterday because we had rain in the morning. Well, you can go to T-Box Texas. Just go to tboxtexas.com. Put in that you want the bay for whatever amount of time. Hey, if you're a golf instructor and you're looking for a place to get, you know, people where you can hit, where you don't have anywhere to work, or you are or somebody that's trying to teach somebody how to play, this is a great place to go and do it. And they can see different golf courses. They can get into the game. They'll love the game, seeing all these different places. But it's a place where you can go. I don't know that any country club's going to let you on the range to go teach a kid how to play golf. You can teach them how to play at T-Box Texas. Whatever the case may be, you want to have a party, you want to have a meeting, you want to join a league, all of these things. It's a bar. It's got TVs. It's got everything that you could possibly want right there in the League City area. You're looking for a great place to go get your golf on. Rain, shine, day, night, cold, warm, hot, whatever it is, TEEBoxTexas.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.